You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Play a little bit of Rattle Off with us. The thing we love about the Monday edition of Rattle Off is, yeah, we play the game. Yeah, we give away a prize. That's all great. But we also get to just BS with you for as long as we want.
Mm-hmm.
Find out the highlight of your weekend. I know your highlight of the weekend. It was going out on a sweet anniversary date with your wife.
Yeah, we had a nice date night on Saturday night. Concert.
Yeah.
No kids. It was a good night. Yeah. That would be mine. Absolutely.
I have a hard time with mine because I think the highlight was watching football, but sadly my team lost. So
That's a bummer. That stings.
So it's like a high meets a low. It's, Look, I'm just glad football season's back, so I'm glad. Let's get some players for Rattle Off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Lines are open right now. Here's how it works. You do have to be at least 18 to call in and play. We'll chat with you. We'll find out the highlight of your weekend. Then we will play the game where we give you a category, and you have but a mere 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of the category. Our winner on Friday was Erica. She was funny. She won with five Apple products.
Yes, that's
Apple,
right.
Apple as in the tech company, not the fruit.
Thank
Pie,
you.
Pie, turnover, fritter.
Sauce.
Candied.
Caramel.
I'm going to put that down for a future.
That's actually things you can make with apples. That's pretty good.
Things made with apples.
Apple butter.
You think I'm kidding. I'm writing it down right now. I won't do it today.
No. It's coming, though.
At some point.
Like a train. All right,
303-691-1649. If it's busy, don't be discouraged. Hang up, wait a few moments, and then call back. Some people drop off the line. Tell me about the prize we have today.
Hey, we got some more of these. How about a $50 gift card to Del Taco for our winner today?
Yep.
They've got brand new hot and savory tortas, which are Mexican-style sandwiches on toasted 7-inch rolls, coming in different varieties like crispy chicken with fresh guac, chicken BLT, or carne asada at Del Taco today.
Who was it? As a Mindbender Club member who wrote back to me. Who was that? I think Allison. And she said she had never had the crinkle cut fries, but she's heard me like go on and on and on
for
about
years,
them.
For years, yeah.
For years. And she wrote back. She goes, I actually stopped and got some. Just went through the drive-thru just to get the crinkle cut fries.
Nice.
And she said, Tom, you're so right.
The so, greatest fry.
I got a convert out there.
Her. That's funny.
Let's go to the phones. Let's play Rattle Off. Everybody who's on hold, two things. One, be prepared to tell us the highlight of your weekend. And number two, if we get a winner, never hang up because we still want to come back and talk to you. So just stay on the line. Amber, the highlight of your weekend. We're ready.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with park time with my kiddos because it was so nice out on Sunday.
Park time?
Park.
Yeah.
What do you do
park,
in the park with your kids?
We usually just, my daughter chose to rollerblade to the park, and my son rode his bike, and then we checked out a playground, brought a ball to kick around.
All right, yeah, that's some good family time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cute.
What was the highlight for just you without your kids?
Oh, I don't know I had any time away from my kids this weekend.
Busy mama bear this weekend.
It could be a food. It could be a beverage. It could be a TV show.
She doesn't have one. Leave her alone.
Oh, she's got to have something.
You're stumping me.
No, she spent time with her kiddos.
I'm going to go with some sangria.
Okay.
Finished off the night last night.
See?
Sangria.
That wasn't hard. See? Are you more of the red sangria or the white sangria?
Red.
Yeah, same here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Same. I'm always disappointed when I get the white ones. I don't know why.
Same. My wife is big on the sangria when we go out. You know, summertime stuff, she'll always get the sangria. And one time she got the white and she was like,
bad choice.
Yeah, that was a fail.
Wasn't having it.
Is it weird I've never had sangria?
Yes.
I've never had it.
I think you're all right going through life without having
it. Is it like a wine? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, just wine mixed with fruit, basically. Wine mixed with fruit?
It's right up your alley, to be honest.
Is it sweet?
Because you're a fruity kind of drink guy.
I do like my strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah, you would actually like it. But get a good red sangria. Don't go to some cheap restaurant. Don't go to Applebee's, no offense, Applebee's, and get a sangria. Go to a fairly nice place and get one of their
sangria. Okay. Yeah, maybe one of these days.
Or not. You know what? Neither Amber nor I will care.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like, I've never had it, so why start now?
Yeah, you certainly don't want to wreck your streak.
Yeah, I'll stick with what I like.
Proudly when you're 80 years old, and I never had a sangria.
On my deathbed. Do you have any regrets? Sangria! And then I die.
Someone on my husband's side of his family never had pizza in their life.
Whoa, see, now that's crazy.
Is that like an allergy thing, like a gluten thing or something?
No, it was just like he thought it looked gross and didn't care to ever try it.
I feel like that would be something somebody would make up just for attention.
Possibly. I did not know him.
You know, I've never had pizza. What? You know,
that's one of those things where you actually kidnap them, you put hoods over your heads, you kidnap them, you take them somewhere, you strap them into a chair.
You inject them with something.
You strap them into a chair and hold their mouth open and force feed them a pepperoni pizza. And then everyone pull their heads, the hoods off.
Ha ha! Finally, Grandpappy.
It's ridiculous. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. 10 seconds. And remember, everybody who's on hold, if Amber gets this, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. What's coming up? This one's kind of hard. No, it's not. Is it? I don't know.
Make up your mind.
10 seconds. They can be recent. You can go back in time as far as you want. We don't care. We're just looking for the names of five criminals. Five criminals.
Oh,
you can do it. Ready? And... go.
I can't even.
You
can think of one criminal.
I'm like,
like the Unabomber.
You can knock out two by saying Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
And many more. We'll hold on to that one.
That was tricky.
Well, listen. At least we got to chat with you and made our morning. So thank you, Amber.
Yes, and I will pass the luck on to somebody else. Hopefully they have more luck than I do.
You're very sweet. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know. Emily, was that one too hard, do you think?
I do think that was a little hard. I couldn't think of any, but I did think of Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, then you had two. You could have knocked them out. As a stumper.
Who are some of the more recent criminals?
Timothy McVeigh.
Okay, there you go.
The Unabomber.
I said Unabomber. You can go way back in time and say Jack the Ripper.
Sure.
Yeah, or like the axe murderer, right?
Yeah. What about who's the Lizzie Borden?
Al Capone.
Boy, we have to go way back. You know, there's
who's
still
some
criminals
modern criminals
today?
I'm not Googling it. Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal. I guess we would have accepted fictional. Then you could just say the Joker, the Riddler, you know.
That's where I was more going with it, so I was stumped with the actual criminal part.
Escobar. Well, next time we will allow fictional, too, if that makes it easier. What was the highlight of your weekend, Emily?
Let's see. My husband is currently in the hospital, and the hospital allowed me to stay the weekend here with him.
Oh, that's good.
Huh. Yeah,
so that was definitely nice.
There's a question I want to
ask. I'm not asking it. Don't look at me. Don't ask.
Jeremy will get very
uncomfortable. Don't ask those questions.
When I ask adult questions. Whoa, did you hear that giggle?
You're dying to ask it, aren't you?
I really am.
Nope.
I was hoping that Emily would just the answer without me having to ask.
That's the one, Emily.
It's called it's a conjugal visit. I was just wondering if that...
He was in a motorcycle accident.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Yeah. He's doing better.
Okay,
there's
good.
Some serious damage, but he's doing better.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
This is what we don't ask, Don.
Well, Well, I can still have conversation. I don't know. He might have just been getting a splenectomy or something, you know?
We're very optimistic, so.
Well, good.
Things have got to be okay. You're calling a morning radio show and screwing around with us, so I'm thinking things are going to be okay.
He's going
right?
to heal.
I was stuck in traffic, so I was like, "Might as well."
Well, get your mind get your mind off of what's going on, too. You know,
right?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I hope everything gets better soon. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Do they know when he's going to be released?
We don't have a definite date yet.
No.
Okay.
Well, give her an easy one.
No.
Give her an easy one.
I also did want to say, to change the tone of this, I died just now when you said, don't drink Applebee's sangrias because I'm a bartender at Applebee's.
What are the odds?
You know, Jeremy's
ex-girlfriend. Oh, God, don't get me started. Have you heard the stories?
His ex-girlfriend had an affair with an Applebee's bartender.
I've heard you say it before.
That's a long time story on this show.
Let me just say, we have nothing against Applebee's. That's just what it's an easy thing to say, you know. I mean, you think about a casual dining location, you know, that's not necessarily
we usually pick like Chili's, Olive Garden, or Applebee's.
Yeah.
They're kind of the go-tos, you know.
Well, so, it's a free advertisement.
It is.
Do you guys even serve sangria there?
Yes, I have two of them, a white and a red.
Don't do the white.
How long have you been at Applebee's?
10 years.
No way.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for you.
Is that where you met your husband?
No, I met him in high school.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if he came in, you know, and you were serving bar, and the next thing you know, those wedding... You know, those wedding bells are ringing.
No.
All right. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us, Emily?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. The letter is C, as in Chili's. The letter is C. 10 seconds. Give us 5 states whose name includes, they don't have to begin with, the name just has to include somewhere the letter C. 5 states that have a C in their name. Ready and go.
California, Colorado, Connecticut, Kentucky, Texas.
No, Texas.
Here's how you're going to kick yourself. North Carolina and South Carolina.
Oh, you're right.
So close.
You did so well. I was really impressed with the Kentucky. That's one I hadn't even, didn't pop right into my head, so.
I was thinking Tennessee, but that has no C's in it.
Oh.
That was fun.
We enjoyed talking to you. All the best to you and your husband. We hope he recovers quickly and gets home to you, okay?
Much love.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, Emily.
Have a good
day. Drive carefully.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here I am asking her about a conjugal visit.
I know, Dom.
How could I know? Danielle, how could I know?
I couldn't know. But when somebody says their husband's in the hospital, you gotta...
Well, you still...
You don't want to ask.
As I said, she's calling a morning radio show, so I knew he wasn't, like, dying. I mean, or she wouldn't be on the phone laughing with us. Right, Danielle? Right?
Yep.
Gracious. Yeah. Danielle, what was the highlight of your weekend?
My husband took our whole family, we have a family of 6, took us to go see a Rockies game, and they won.
Look at
that. That's rare.
Doesn't happen that often.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they played the Diamondbacks, and it was very intense because, you only see this on, TV
shows.
Hey,
Danielle, do us a favor. Pull that phone up to right in front of your mouth, okay?
Oh, okay. You hear me better?
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you only see this on TV shows where the last play of the game is a home run and wins the game. And that's what happened. And I was like, oh my gosh, seriously?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's called a walk-off, and that game was very, very rare because that's only the second time in the Rockies' history that they started the game with a home run and ended with a home run. The first batter of the game for the Rockies and the last batter each hit
home
runs.
That's pretty cool.
So
it's kind of fun.
That's good. How much does it cost to feed a family of six at a Rockies game?
Oh, gosh. Well, I brought a bunch of stuff, but I did spend probably about $60.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Those kids always
want to,
man. That's the funny thing about taking kids to a Rockies game. Those kids always want to go to the concession stand, get the Dippin' Dots and all that.
Everything.
Dippin' Dots and the cotton candy.
Yeah. You have to. Hey, I paid like $18 for some brisket nachos this weekend, so...
Mm-hmm.
Was that Fiddler's?
Fiddler's,
like,
yeah. Yeah, the prices are pretty crazy.
Brisket nachos.
Brisket nachos.
Sounds
but
good.
But it was pretty darn good.
Was it good layering of the nachos?
A lot of layering, yeah. It was really well done. So
good.
Not cheap.
Danielle, good for you. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I think so, yes.
Let's do it.
All right, let's find out. There's only one person... who has stayed on hold all this time. That's Megan. Megan, if Danielle wins, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Danielle, 10 seconds. We need five things. This is too easy.
What is it?
Five things. Well, they just come up when they come up. We have no say on it. Five things you would find in a barn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Five things you would find in a barn.
Use your imagination.
Ready and go.
A cow, a horse, a pig, a chicken, a rake, dirt, manure, a hoe.
Excuse me?
She said a hoe.
What is she doing in there?
Well, that farmer is random. You're a
winner!
Sorry, Megan.
I know, but you know, every once in a while there are easy ones. What can we do about it, you know?
Yep. That's fun, though. Good job.
Yeah, you're the champion today. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you all about that prize, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Hey, and she's getting $50 to...
Del Taco,
and if you got four kids...
That'll go quick. You'll use that entire gift card.
Here's Megan, who waited all this time only to have the person right in front of her win. Oh, darn.
Oh, well.
Well, we still get to find out the highlight of your weekend, though, so wow us with that.
So I'm originally from Michigan, and my dad and his wife flew out Friday evening. We took them down to the Royal Gorge, and then yesterday we took the Cograil up to Pikes Peak.
Well, look at that.
We were just talking about
this
on the show earlier this morning.
This is the second time the Cog Railroad has been mentioned on the show today.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's great.
Did they have a good time?
Yeah, I think they absolutely enjoyed themselves. My partner hasn't been up there, I think, on the Cog Rail before, so they were happy to do that. And my dad really enjoyed it. He was taking pictures. He was like a little kid sitting on a plane next to the window the whole time.
What'd they think of the Royal Gorge? Did you go across the bridge?
We did. We took the gondola across and then walked back, and I am not a fan of the gondola at all.
You know, I've lived... I bet. I've lived here my entire life. I've never been up to the Royal Gorge. Not once.
Yeah,
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. To look through those slats.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
And you're looking down.
I don't think
feet.
I could do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the bridge was definitely a little eerie, especially because it was Saturday. It was gray. It was misty. It was cold.
Mm.
The wind was blowing, so you could feel the bridge swaying.
Nope.
But
I'm out. Nope. No, thank you.
I love that. Now, do they still? It's been a few years since I went. Do they still allow cars to drive across that thing?
The bridge?
Hmm.
They have like golf carts driving across, but I didn't see any actual like vehicles.
I thought they used to have vehicles because I remember you'd be on it and then a vehicle
you feel
would come
like,
by. You'd be like, oh,
no.
Maybe
no,
I'm
no.
thinking of another bridge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love the Royal Gorge, though. It's beautiful. So
it was absolutely breathtaking.
That's great.
From where in Michigan are you from?
I am from Traverse City.
Oh yeah. That's fun. That is a beautiful area, and it's beautiful in the summer times, especially.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I might point out, has one of the greatest little book fairs in the country.
Oh, that's cool.
Book Megan, fair. I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Oh my goodness! Look it up. Look up the like it's a summer book like festival thing, and they bring in authors from all over the country and speak. It's really kind of a high class deal, Megan. When you go back, check it out. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever get the opportunity, the Cherry Festival is pretty fun too.
There you go.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lived over on Lake Huron for a couple of years when I was a kid. So.
Nice.
I lived in Oscoda, Michigan, the home of Paul Bunyan, Megan.
Yep.
Yeah, she knows. It's a podunk little town. It's so podunk, it's ridiculous.
There's a lot of us there.
Yeah, well, you know, but the people are wonderful, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you didn't get to play, but why don't you call us back tomorrow, we'll put you first in line. You want to do that?
I will do my best.
All right,
do
Megan.
Your best. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.